It's not often that scientists say they've been able to achieve something with 100% accuracy, but this new AI technology at the University of Auckland actually outperforms humans in distinguishing between natural rock and stone artefacts. It's being used in a project to analyse thousands of Māori stone artefacts to help us learn more about our history. And Dr. Joshua Emmett is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Auckland's archaeology team. He joins me now. Hi there, Josh.
Yo, Jesse.
Thanks for waiting. I got a bit carried away with the previous interview.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Am I right in thinking this technology you've developed has got some connection to the technology they put together for driverless cars?
That's correct, yeah. Machine learning is really to identify different aspects of images. So being able to tell where a car is versus a person. And that technology has come over to the sciences in the past decade or so, and in the past few years really moved into archaeology, so it's really an extension of that if you go down the line.
Yeah, what do you use it for?
We're using it to identify different types of archaeological objects, or in the case of the current study, objects that are not modified by humans versus stone objects that are modified by humans.
So what's the need here? Is it the fact that you'll find a stone and say, well, I'm not sure if this is if it's just an interesting-looking stone or whether it's something that humans have had some imprint on?
That's certainly one of the applications. A lot of the time, if you go on any Facebook group for archaeology, you'll have a lot of people saying, I found this interesting rock in my backyard. Is this a stone artifact or something? And that would certainly be one application. But what we're using it for is to standardize the analysis of stone artifacts from all around the world. So that we can really look at entire collections of material instead of just kind of cherry-picking the ones that might be the most visually interesting.
Right, you're making choices when you're in the field, are you, about what you take back or what you examine and what you don't?
Yeah, that's a standard archaeological practice, is you only collect certain things. One of our recording processes that we've adopted in Australia, Egypt, and here at home in New Zealand is we've looked at everything over 2 centimetres, because you've got to have some boundary, otherwise you'll end up looking at every sand grain. But the idea is that being able to identify everything and looking at parts of the collection that perhaps weren't looked at previously to try and tell new things about the past.
Will it make a big difference to your job and your profession?
I guess every profession is always afraid of being replaced by machines. And I think what it's going to allow us to do is do analysis quicker and more efficiently, so be able to identify objects and more consistently as well, because obviously between people you get variation on identifying different features. So this will allow us to look at more collections quicker. So we've got a huge amount of material that's being excavated that archaeologists just don't have time to get to because we're always on to the next thing. So this might let us catch up in a way.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the local project and how it might be used there?
Yeah. So the local project's on Ahu Ahu, Great Mercury Island. We've been working out there for 10 years now, and we're looking at early Maori occupation on the island. And what we're doing is we're recovering stone artifacts, fire-cracked rock from hearths and hungi, and there's a lot of natural rocks in the soil as well, which might be related to gardening practices, but they could just be kind of part of the background soil structure. So if we can apply this to all of the material from that island or from those excavations, we'll be able to, save a lot of lab hours, but also be able to identify these a lot more consistently. And by doing that, we'll also, one of the associated projects is to be able to maybe one day put these objects back together, because stone artifacts are broken from natural rocks and then they become flakes and cores, which are all used in different parts of manufacturing and things. But if we can identify those, we might be able to digitally put them back together and understand how the archaeology got there.
Is it exciting to get a new technology like this?
It's exciting to be able to apply it. And it's really a credit to, we've got the Centre for E-Research over in the Faculty of Science, and we've been working with them for about 10 years just on various projects, and my colleagues over there are really skilled in putting together different applications, and we can go to them and say, hey, our colleagues overseas are doing this. Could we apply it to our data here, and can you help us do that? And it's really exciting to be able to read something and projects with multi-million dollar budgets, and then we can go and do the same thing on our home soil, which that's really exciting to me.
You got any gloomy master's students feeling like you might be putting them out of work here?
Oh, no, I don't think we'll be putting people out of work. If anything, we'll need more people to help test the machine and help take more photos. And we're also working on doing some 3D modeling to try and, again, shift the field instead of looking at photos, looking at 3D models and how that's going to change things. So, no, they're excited by it too, which is nice.
Okay, and this is developed by you. Are you sharing it around the world?
Yeah, so we've the technology, the algorithms that we're using, the machine learning algorithms, were developed elsewhere, and we've used them. But all the data and the model that we've developed, we've made open source. So, yeah, it's available to anyone to go and download and implement and hopefully build on.
Good for you. Thanks for telling us all about it today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Joshua Emmett, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Auckland's archaeology team, talking about this new AI which can help distinguish between a natural rock and stone artifacts. In fact, do more than help. It'll tell you with 100% accuracy.